The following Daf Yomi recording begins with today's Daf from the 13th International Cycle. It's followed by a very fast review of the Daf that allows you to listen to the whole Daf within 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by exactly the same Daf at greater length, deeper explanations, and with a different group of people, either from the previous 12th cycle or even the 11th, and sometimes even the 10th. Today's Daf in Masechet Sukkah, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is Daf Nun Gimel, and we're holding on the second line. So the Mishnah taught us that Chassidim v'Anshei Maaseh were the ones who would dance in the Simchat Beit HaShoeva. And what did they say exactly? Tana Rabbanan. Actually, it depended. Yesh mehem omrim, there were those who could say, we are thankful for a youth that did not embarrass our old age. And those are people, Chassidim and Anshei Maaseh, who their whole lives had behaved appropriately. Others say, thank heavens for an old age that undid the damage of our youth. And that's a reference to Baalei Teshuvah. Elu ve'elu omrim, and together they would say, Ashrei mi shelo chata at all. Mi shechata yashuv v'yimcholo. In this way, it was both were able to encourage people to be able to be chayzer v'tshuvah and to be makshid, not being chayte. But you see from here, l'chara, that a relationship of youth to age is very important for the whole concept of the Sikhas Vizashareva and Sukkahs, which of course is very, very much a youth age experience. It's the whole point of the Sukkah. But anyway, maybe that's for the scene. Tanya, Amru Laval Hillel HaZaken. Hillel HaZaken used to come to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Kishaya Sameach B'Simchat Beis HaShoeva, Amar Kain. He would say as follows. And he would say this as if he was speaking in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he would say, Imani Kan HaKolka, so long as the Shechina is Sheira in the Beis HaMikdash. So that is the point of everybody's being here. But if you are going to act in a way that I can't be here, so then what would be the point? If the Shekhinah wouldn't be here, there would be nothing here at all. So all of the simcha that you're seeing is all dependent on Ashrei mi shelo chata. Basically, this is how Rashi learns. So this points out that in the Yerushalmi, it asks, assuming for a moment that it's Hillel speaking about himself, so then what does he have to be Meshabeach himself? That's the Yerushalmi. And it answers that he's saying this Kineged Klal Yisrael, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makshiv very much the kilus of Klal Yisrael. So if we are here, then that means that there's a place, HaTakadosh Yashev Tehillot Yisrael, the kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells within the Tehillos of Yisrael. Then Tosfos sees this to be a problem with the next piece, which is that it also says, Hu haya omer, there's something else that he used to say, that where I feel that this is where I like to be, that's where I find my legs carrying me. And imata tavoy el beiti, if you come to my house, I'm going to come visit your house. Ani avo el beitcha. But imata lo tavoy el beiti, ani lo avo el beitcha. Now that, l'chora, can only be understood as a reference to the Shechina, which is like Rashi was learning. The truth is that, obviously, the Shechina is a combination of Kibbutz of Shal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, in which case the whole point of this kilus is to show that interrelationship, that it doesn't matter who is saying what. There's elements that are speaking. So each element says to the other, so to speak, that the Tehillah is Yisrael, or what's important, and the Shechina is saying, I can only appear. And that's what it's saying. Raglai molichotati. What kind of funny lashon is that? Klapei the Shechina, my feet carry me there. But indeed, that's the point. It's that the only place that I feel comfortable is here. So kaveyachol, and therefore that is the gilui of the Shechina, is that feeling of that comfort. You don't come to my house, and I can't come to your house. So this is the way Marshall learned, said, wherever it is possible for me to maskir my shame, that is to say, only in the Beis HaMikdash, where it's mutter to use the shame on Mefurash. So if you are there, and you are zeichet to that hashpa'ah, then avoy lach averachticha, I can come to your home and be mevarech you. It's also possible, remember that we had ani v'ho shiana, that ani is one of the shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that ima, and it's obviously Nogea Sukkis because of the Ani Vahot, that motion. So therefore, the Imani Kan could be a reference indeed to that shame. The Mitziv learns Imani Kan, that means if the person's ego is there, his real self is there. Most people, they just show up to shul, but they're not there. They sit and talk, and they babble, and they read Torah tickets, or they play with their kids, or their grandchildren, and make sure nobody else can daven, and those are not the Ani Kan. That's some, that's nobody's here, not Ani, not anybody else. But this is a reference to the Ani, my inner self. If my inner self is present, then is present, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. And Afu Ra'ana is also a Maisa where Hillel HaZaken saw a skull that was floating up Pnei HaMayim. Ra'ago Golat HaChachet Safa Pnei HaMayim Amarla, and he spoke to this skull, and he said that the reason that they because you're a mobster, people don't usually get their heads cut off thrown into the Harlem River, you know. So,
some with the fish.
So as Hillel, as Rashi says, this is not some kind of simplistic description. Hillel knew that this guy was a mobster, so he knew he was a murderer. So he said, it was because how many people have you dumped in the Harlem River? What is it that they used to do? They used to, I forgot what they called that. They put their, yeah, but it was a name for it. It cemented their feet in
there. Yeah,
letting them sleep in the fish. Yeah, but there's a name for the actual deep six. Yeah. Anyway, so all that tafta tfuch. But those who drowned your head, their heads will be floating here one day too. Speaking of the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kevayochel says that his feet carry him to where he wants to be, deep down, you should know, says Rabbi Yochanan, your own feet are your guarantors. The place where you need to be, and that is the place where there was a gezeira, it was decreed that you would die in that place, your feet will carry you to that place, whether you know it or not. That's the famous, beautiful story of Hanitarti Kushoi. Shlomo HaMelech had these two beautiful, we call them Kushoi, the same way we've got Ishar Kushit. So that says Rashi. So there was two beautiful secretaries, these were males, but they were beautiful. Avikaime Kame Shlomo, Elicharef Vachia, were Bnei Shisha. They were the seraphim of Shlomo. And the Yumachad, one day, Shlomo HaMelech had very interesting friends. One of his friends was the Malach HaMoveth, like we find in the Gemara. There were Tanoim that were friends with the Malach HaMoveth. Anyway, so he meets the Malach HaMoveth, and he sees that he seems to be having a tough day. He's very sad. So Shlomo asks him, what are you so sad about? Oi, says the Malach HaMoveth, I feel terrible. Those beautiful guys, I just got the order to collect their souls. The Atveyacha, and they're here in your office. Shlomo said, oh my God, my secretary. He immediately called over some Shadim, and he hands over these guys to the Shadim to take them immediately to Luz. And Luz, the Malach HaMoveth, doesn't have the right to enter into Luz. Nobody ever dies there. Shadrina the Bechuzi to Luz. As they came to the gateway to Bechuzi to Luz, they both dropped dead. Shchiv. Anyway, the next day, Shlomo meets the Malach HaMoveth, and he's in such a good mood. Omar Le, Amai Badicha, what are you laughing about so much today? Omar Le, yesterday I was really in a bad mood because there was no way I could kill those guys while they were in your office. And I said, what a terrible thing. I have an order to take their souls, and I couldn't get them. Then you sent them straight into my mouth. So, Batar de Boimine, Taman Shadratino, just where I had gotten the orders to take their souls, that's where you sent them to me. I mean, I think this is hilarious. Potak Shlomo v'amah, that's when Shlomo Melo said, Ragloi debarinesh, inan areven be, latar demidbaye, taman movit linyate. Person's feet carry him to his death. Tanya. They say that when Reb Shimon ben Gamliel used to come to this Simchas Beis HaShoeiva, he was amazing. He was able to take 8 flaming torches, Shmona avukot shel or, v'zorek achat v'notel achat, he could juggle one after the other, and they would never touch each other. V'enogot zu b'zu. And the kishur mishtachapeh, when he would bow down, he would be noet shnegot alav ba'aret, he would put his entire weight on his thumbs, right, and he would be shochet, and he would let his, almost like a push-up, where he would, just on his thumbs, and then he would,
break his thumb.
You do that between the flying sessions, huh? So he would kiss the ground, you know, he'd kiss the ground and push himself up, back up on, and he would just get straight up without using his arms, you know, so he would be no shake at Haritzpah to show that he touched the floor, right, and then he's kissing the floor, the Beis HaMikdash, and then he would just get straight up. Nobody else was able to do that in his times. That was called Kida, and that's not exactly Ishtach Avoya, but it sure is nice. Levi tried doing that. He was showing off in front of Rebbe, and he was showing him how to do Kida, and he, from that day on, he busted one of his vertebrae, and he was unable to walk properly for the rest of his life. Asked the Gemara of Ahog Armalei, is that the reason that Levi became lame like that? I thought Rabbi Lozer says, Lo'olam ayetiach adam dvarim klape mala. A person should always be careful how they speak to vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And don't throw things at God. You know, Shari Adam Gadol Itiach Dvarim Klapi Mala. The Gemara says that the Levi said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ah, Alita Lamala, you've gone up to the heavens, you've forgotten about your children, you don't care about us anymore. The old Eli Wiesel summoning God to court kind of thing, you know. And he, because of that, he was Itla, and he was unable to walk. And who was that great man? Levi. Okay, I mean, yeah, obviously there needed to be something that caused it. It was Avog Armalei. It was like, why was he Roy? Because he was Metiav Dvarim Klapi Mala. So that was Levi Avi. Now, Levi Avi Metiav Kameh de Rebbe. So Rebbe, we saw before, remember the Lashon of Metayel Besuka? And when he wrote, Metayel Besuka means to feel free and happy. That's what it means over here. When Levi was Metayel by Rebbe, it means he used to juggle, show off, have fun. So he was Metayel Kameh de Rebbe using 8 sharp knives that he was juggling, you know. Shmuel used to dance, say, used to juggle in front of Tshvor Malka using 8 full cups of wine, and they weren't allowed to spill. So he was able to juggle with 8 cups of wine. Can you imagine what it takes?
Too bad Ed Sullivan wasn't around.
Ed Sullivan.
This is... What do they call these things where they do this on TV now? People show their... what is it called?
With wine.
You know when they do this for people that nobody knows and then become...
Different countries with talent.
Yeah.
Britain's got talent, America's
got
talent.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Whatever.
So,
let me tell you. I mean, the Gemara's got talent. Abaye used to do this in front of Rabbah using 8 soft eggs. 8, you know, raw eggs. If any of them busted, it wasn't very pretty. Some say actually could only handle 4. You know, that's Yuridas Aderes. I'm really Barbabe. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yoshua ben Hanania. Elsewhere we have the stories where Rabbi Yoshua ben Hanania was a Levi, and he was one of the Shoharim. So he says, look, you know, during the days of the Simchas Beis HaShoeiva, we didn't sleep. These were like all sukkahs. We didn't lower inner sheina be'inin. Here's how our day went, okay? You start off the first hour of the day, we had to be there for the Tamid Shal Shachar, you know? And we had to daven, Yisham the Tefillah, and we had to go to the Musaf, you know? That was the Korban Musaf. After the Korban Musaf, we had to go in and daven Musaf. Then we had a little bit of a Seder during the day, you know, some Yisham the Beit HaMidrash. And then it's time for breakfast already, Yisham la'achil v'shti. Yeah. By then it's time for mincha. And then we go to the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. Then starts the Simchas Beis HaShoeiva, and I was dancing all night. So, man, it was a heck of a time. Eini, v'am Reb Yochanan. If somebody makes a shvua that he's not going to sleep for 3 days straight, that's not called a shvua sheker. It's called a shvua shov. It's not possible. And therefore, he gets malchus now for making the shvua shov, but he can sleep right away because it wasn't a real shvua. It doesn't bind him in any way. So the yishan la'alter, he can sleep right now. So how could he say that we need to sleep all sukkahs? No, what he said was lo ra'inu shena. It means lo ta'amnu ta'am shena. We didn't taste what it was to sleep. You know, we sort of dozed off on each other's shoulders, you know, but that you call that sleep? But that you could survive on. So it means havi minan me'akat fadahadadi, we would doze off on each other's shoulders. And then the Mishnah says there were 15 stairs which were keneged the chameshesrei shir ha'ma'alot in Tehillim. So Rav Chisda said to one of the Rabbana that he was a boki in Agarata and he was mesader Agarata in front of him. So he asked them, and it's all very nice to say that the 15 ma'alot were connected to 15 shira ma'alot, but what were the 15 shira ma'alot based on? Well, what were they connected? Why did we choose 15 shira ma'alot? Shemi alacha, did you maybe hear? Hani chamesh esrei ma'alot connected mi omram David. What was David thinking when he said those 15 shira ma'alot? So the Amora said to him, Omra yoch yomrim yochanan, b'sha'a shekara David shiti. David was preparing the way for the shittim. It could be that the shittim, according to either shittim, even if the shittim were directly connected from Sheshi to Meber Hashit, but they needed to be uncovered. So he went a little too deep, you know, and he touched the tahom and the medrash. There's a whole story that was a piece of cheres there that was warned him, don't touch me, and he touched me and he picked it up. And immediately the tahom started to flow out and was going to create a new flood. So kofa tahom boy. The Mishtafa Alma wanted to flood the world. So David said the Chamesh Esrei Shira Ma'alot, and b'schus that he was able to be morid the Yimei HaTahom. Said Rav Chisda, that's ridiculous. Why would it be called Chamesh Esrei Ma'alot? It should be called Chamesh Esrei Moradot. I mean, something's wrong with that pshat. So Yorki Chamesh Esrei Ma'alot, Yordot mi boilei. Omalei, oh, wait a minute. You just reminded me. He says to the Amora, I'll tell you what. Oh, Vadat Krata, now that you said it all wrong, that reminds me of what I know. Okay, Misha'a shekarat David shitim. At that time, Kofatahoma, Uboy Lemishtafa Alma. Now, David, who understood what needed to be done. And what needed to be done is to access the dinim of Sota, which is fundamental anyway to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan, to the whole story of the Egel, that the Mishkan was coming to replace. So he knew that you needed to write a shem and be meicher the shem Hashem, al shem the relationship of Yisrael to him. But Achitofel was there, and he didn't want to be meir halach in front of Achitofel because he viewed Achitofel as rabbo. That's how Rashi went. So he says, "Mi ika di yada." Does anybody know here if it would be mutter? Yishori lemichtav shem achas b'vneshadi b'tohama, and that way the tohama will go down. And that cut the karmelite, meaning nobody opens their mouth. Omar David, well, anybody who knows and doesn't talk should drop dead. And he should choke to death, which is, of course, what happens in the end of Achitofel. So call the Yad Lamehmer Aveinu Omer, Yechanek Begruno. Nasachitofel Kavachor Mebats. Achitofel said, look, Umala Asot Shalom Ben Ish Lishto. Amrat Torah Shmi Shnichta B'Gedusha Yimachel Amayim. If it's mutter to be Meichel Hashem for the personal shalom bayit of one family, so la'asot shalom l'chol olam kulo l'chad kama v'kama, for sure, to create a restoration between God and the whole world. Amalei, yes, t'mut, sure. So David did that, kotav shema chaspa, throws it in, and nachi tahoma, the tahom goes down 16,000 amut. And David was chazid in nachi tuva, he saw how far the tahom went down. He says, now wait a minute. Actually, things were pretty good when things were coming up, but we're just going a little too far, you know. But kamad midle tvei, the higher the water table is, the more fertility we have. Mir tvei alma. And after all, what happens to an isha seita who is nivdeket? So she gets more fertile, says she was Torah, right? So he said Chamesh Esrei Ma'alot for each one of the Shira Ma'alot that he said. The water table came up 1,000 amas. So he said Chamesh Esrei, he didn't want to say Shesh Esrei, because then of course everything would be rotting with water. But he said 15 in order to raise it, the 15,000 amas. And now, now he has the aquifers 1,000 amas deep. So Ula says, you see from here that the sumcha, the ara, the thickness of the ground above the aquifers is 1,000 garmina. Says the Gemara, but that's crazy. Nobody digs wells that deep. Well, how come we can dig a well sometime? Just a little bit and we get water. We don't have to go 1,000 amas to dig a well. Those are not access directly to aquifers. That's springs that are coming from water runoff. That's basically the watershed here in Bavel from the Prat River. But he's not talking about that. He's talking about underground aquifers, which you don't dig a well into. From the Azara into the Azrat Dashim. And then it says that he stood on the Ma'alah Asirit. What does Ma'alah Asirit mean? I mean, the Ma'alah Asirit could mean you go down 10 stairs and you stand on the 5th stair going up, or it means you go down 5 stairs and the 10th stair is the stair called level 10 coming up from Ezrat Nashim, which of course relates directly to Chamesh Esrei Ma'alot or Chamesh Esrei Mordot. So which one is it? By Rabbi Yirmiya, does it mean Ma'alah Asirit, the Nochit Chamishai walks down 5 stairs and stands on the 10th stair, or is it that he walks down 10 stairs and he's standing on the 5th stair from the ground? Take Tana Rabbah. How come, and this of course is a reference to the piece of the Mishnah that we neglected to bring here, which is that the people that were there were facing the Heichal, they turned around to face the Heichal before they went out to the water, and they said, Avotenu shayu b'makom hazeh, we're facing Kedma, and Acharein Heichal Hashem, but Anu, Leka, Lekainenu. So, speaking of which, I mean, the whole story in Yechezkel, where there's this ruach that brings Yechezkel from Bavel to the Beis Hamikdash to show him how awful the people of Yerushalayim are. So he sees in this prophetic vision, he's brought to the Beis Hamikdash, and there's 25 people over there approximately, says Ketzrim v'chamisha ish, and it says there, Achoreyem aleichal Hashem, they were facing back to the Heichal, ufneyem kedma, and the mishtachvim l'shemesh. So obviously, if it says ufneyem kedma, it's the Gemara. Obviously, their backs were to the Heichal, and the Heichal's in the west. So if they were facing the east, it means that they turned their back to the Heichal. That's a given. So Lamata Mudomara Choreim Aleichal Hashem, it means that they moon the Heichal. Malamachio por inatzman, umatrizin klape mata. Disgusting. They do that? I mean,
they bow to the east.
Yeah, but they don't take down their pants to moon the Heichal.
Chas v'shalom.
No, ad kedei kach. Come on. God help us. Bad enough what they do. Yeah. Honor Laka, Lakainainu. Wait. How can you say it? Honor Laka, Lakain. I mean, that's, you're putting together two Shemot. I mean, it's like saying Shema, Shema. I mean, Mishat Kimoto. Somebody says Shema, Shema. It's like saying Modim, Modim. Honor Laka, Lakainainu. What does that mean? How, you can't say two Shemot like that as if you're talking to two gods. That's why Mishat Kimoto. No. What it means. Okay, Hema Mishtachavim Kedma, but Honor Laka. Meaning, Honor Laka Mishtachavim. And Laka. So obviously not, it's two different issues, and then it's not like saying Shema Shema. There's never on a normal weekday less than 21 tekiyos. So when it says tekiyos, it means either tekiyah or trua. Anytime there was a kol, it was a minimum of 3 kolot. It was always tekiyah, trua, tekiyah. And we'll see where we get that from. But so the minimum was 21 separate kolot is what it means, which means that there were 7 times that you gave a 3-part tekiyah, trua, tekiyah, shofar. Blessed. And the greatest that you'll find is actually 48. Now, here's how it goes. The minimum, which was the standard kol yom, there were 21. What was that? There were three Liptichat Sharim, Trua, Tkiya, Trua. And then, on the Tamid Shal Shachar, by the Niso Chayayin, every time the Levium would sing, they would get, these songs of the Levium were always in three movements. So, and that became the pattern for Western music. So it was a three-movement shir, and on each movement, there was a Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya.
Each
deal was divided into the three movements. And so that gives us, now, nine, right? And plus the three, so we now have 12. And then there was also Teisha for the Talmud Shabbin Arbaim, where they had the same dinim of the Nisachim, of Nisach Hayayin. And so that's 18 plus 3 is 21. And that's a standard day. Now, if there was a Musaf, the Musaf, you had to add another 9 for the Musaf, which brings us at the 39, at the 30. And now you've got Erev Shabbos. Now, if it was an Erev Shabbos, on every Erev Shabbos, remember that there were 6 additional tkiyos, and they were for the purpose of Sholosh Lahavtilata Amim Lacha. So there were 3 tkiyot tkiyos. Remember, it starts, when Shabbos goes through, it starts with an early warning for people who are out in the field. It's going to take them a half an hour to get home. So we do it. Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya for them, they immediately start coming back into town. And then there was a Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya for people that had stores open, it was time to close up the store. And then we did a Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya for that, last chance, whether it was taking off your tefillin, according to some, or to warn you about Hadlokas Aner. Fine. Then we waited between those, the Shir of Tzliyaz Dokotanar, Haradas Hapas, or Hadbokas Hapas, and then gave a final Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya that everybody should know. Now it's almost Shkia, that's it. And it was a second before Shkia, they put it away, and that was it. Right? So that was the Havdil being Kodesh L'chol, that was as close as you could get still to Shkia, which is Havdolah Mamish, which of course Kiddush is Havdolah on the other end, right? So Ramadil being Kodesh L'chol. So that adds another 6, gets us to 36. Now, how do we get to 48? Because if it was an Erev Shabbos, and it was also the middle of Sukkot, so then you get to 48. How is that? Well, you have the standard 3 for the Ptichat HaSha'arim, right? But then you got to move on to the story of the Nisach HaMayim. So we said Korah HaGever, and then we had the Kohanim that were standing, the Levim, were there over there in the Shara Elyon, the 2 Kohanim were standing. So they blew for the Shara Elyon. Then they blew again, it says, till they got to the door, L'Shara Tachton. And then there were the 3 on the Miloy HaMayim as they're coming in. And then we have the 3 on the Mizbeach as they're pouring out the Mayim. And then, so that gives us an additional 12. Okay, that brings us 36. And 12 is 48, basically. That's how we get to 48. And then you have the same Teisha for Tamishal Shachar, Teisha for Tamishal Ben Arbaim, Teisha Lemusafim, and since it's Erev Shabbos, you have the 3 Lahavdil at Amin Amlacha, and 3 Lahavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. So basically, you have your standard 21 plus your additional Musaf, which is the other 9, with a 3-part additional Shira. And then you've got the 6 of Erev Shabbos, this is 36. And then you had the total of 12 that was done for the Nisach HaMayim, starting from the Shara Elyon. Brings us to 48. But as the maximum, you can't have an occasion that would be more than that, which we'll discuss in the Gemara. Now, our Mishnah that talks about 21 verses 48 is clearly not going on Libra Reb Yehuda, because even though Reb Yehuda agrees to everything in our Mishnah in practical terms, he doesn't give that number. And the reason doesn't give that number is because he holds that you count Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya once. It's not 3, it's not 3. It's called 1. So basically, divide by 3, and instead of 21, you get 7, you know, and instead of the 48, you get 16, which is 48 divided by 3. And that's what he says. So, minimally, apochet lo yifchot misheva, which is our 21, and amosif lo yosif al sheshesre, which is our 48. So, what are they really arguing about? But Michael Biflaget, Rabbi Yehuda obviously holds Tkiya, Trua, V'Tkiya is all one thing. And the Rabbanan hold, no, each one is a mitzvah. You have the Tkiya Lachud, you have the Trua Lachud. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's all one thing? My time, Rabbi Yehuda. Because, look, it says in the Pasuk, Utka'atem Trua, right? So, what do you mean? Be Tokea a Trua. Yeah, be Tokea Trua. And it also says, Trua Yitka'u. So again, the Marshal takes out this last piece because Utkatem Trua simply means you see that a trua is called a tekiah, and a tekiah is called a trua. This drush of trua yitka'u is there to tell me that you need to be a tekiah before and a tekiah after the Seder, but that's not what the Gemara is interested in, which why is why the Marshal takes out this last piece, because it's not Nogea or Gemara. Somebody put it in here thinking that he was being derish, that it's all called one from these two psukim, but that's not true. It's all called one because it calls blowing a trua a tekiah. So obviously, why would I refer to the different as different things? Rabban would say, well, that just means that there needs to be a call of a tekiah accompanying every trua before and afterwards. That's all it means. But it doesn't mean a trua is a tekiah, for heaven's sakes. So I will upshutla fanam lacharehu da'ata. And why would the Rabbanan insist to interpret it that way? I mean, it's calling a trua tekiah here. Rabbanan maitamai. Because look, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu is told that these chatzotzrot that were made were used for different things. One of the things they were used for, when you're calling together the kahal to come in a hakalah, so you do only tekiah without trua. So how do you explain that, say the Rabbana, if tekiah and trua is all one mitzvah? So how do you create a calling together of a half a mitzvah? I mean, it doesn't even make any sense. You're saying the essence of the call of the chatzotzrot is tekiah, trua, tekiah. So I said, what, the Torah is telling me to do half of the thing? To Amar Rachmana, palga the mitzvah of it, palga the law of, do only half the mitzvah. Don't do the other half. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It's like, do the tilas sedayim on one hand. I mean, it's unreasonable. It says Rabbi Yehuda, wait a minute, what mitzvah? No mitzvah? We're trying to get people's attention, so we're blowing a siren to get people's attention. It's just a simon. Who cares? The mitzvah is tekiah, trua, tekiah, fine. But we're using it l'simon ba'amudiyata. Say the Rabbanan, it's all very nice to see it's a simon. But is it a mitzvah or not? It says in the Torah, Ubakila tekahal tikkah velotariyu. That's a mitzvah. Bottom line is, it might be a simon, but the Torah is giving you a mitzvah out of the simon, right? Yes, it's a simon, so. But Rachman Hashav, your mitzvah. And if it's a mitzvah, so then how can you do only half of it? Come on, Adam Rav Kahana. So when Rav Kahana says, Ein ben tekiah trua velo klum, you cannot make a hefsek between a tekiah and a trua. Who's he going like? Now, there's a big machlokas for Shonim, which is very nogea on Rosh Hashanah, how to be mekayim the mitzvah. Where Rav Kahana says, velo klum, Rashi and many others learn velo klum means just to take a breath, but no waiting. Notice you blow the tekiah, you do the trua, and then you do the tekiah with a breath in between. But it doesn't mean you don't take your breath. It means you're no shiya. Whereas others learn, like the Ritva, that it means no breath. It has to be done in one call. Now, because of this big machlokas, lemaisa many are marked, but to do both. So you do one way in the tekiah of Amida, one day in the tekiah of Yeshiva, but whatever it is, some people do it after the davening, but it's not so partial what the Gemara means. So anyway, but that's how Rashi learns. That it's velo klum means without even a breath. So who's that going like? It's got to be going like Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to the Rabbanan, these are separate mitzvot. One is called one, and one is called the other, and it adds up to 21. So why velo klum? So, okay, obviously. I mean, I'm pshita. I mean, clearly, if you're telling me you're not allowed to be mafsik to kolos, then it must be that they're all one kol. Tkia, trua, tkia. And here comes a practical distinction in the Mishnah, and whether you say 7 or 21, right? So that's obvious. No, it's not obvious. Because you see, there is really three madregas here. I mean, you could be talking about no hefsek. You could be talking about a little hefsek. And you could be talking about, it doesn't matter how long is between the kolot, which is what Rabbi Yochanan says. Lafuk and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, look, you have a total of 9 tekiahs that are supposed to be said, Malchus, Echronis, and Shifras, right? If you spread those out, tekiah 1 hour, trua an hour later, tekiah another hour, over 9 hours on Rosh Hashanah. You had a Baal tekiah come in for a second on his way somewhere else. Every hour he would show up, you know? That's fine. So that could be what Rav Kahana was saying. Even though Rabbanan hold that it's not one call, and you can be mafsik, but you can't be mafsik. Be mafsik a little bit where the person still has the kol in mind from before. So maybe it was going like the Rabbanan, and it's just coming to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan, we don't pasken. Like Fukim and Rabbi Yochanan, the Yomar Shamat Teisha Tkiot B'Teisha Shaot B'Yom Yetzah, Ad Kidei Kach, we don't say. Kamash Valan, therefore, I'm coming to tell you, no, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is, it means, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. No Hefzik. Wait a minute. What, maybe it is the Pshat, actually, now that you mention it. Why should we say it's going Dafka, leave it to Rabbi Yehuda? Ve'ema Ochinami. No, you see, because the Diak over here is V'lo Klum. Is it V'lo Klum? Nothing. You just say, Ein Ben Kiel Etrua. If you're telling me V'lo Klum, you're obviously saying, I don't only mean not a Sha'a between. I mean nothing. There's nothing that is going on with the Rabbi Yehuda. What that nothing means, that's a machlokes rishon. Does it mean nothing, not even a breath? Or does it mean nothing in the sense of not the more than a breath? Chasidim v'anshei ma'aseh. Tanu Rabbanu. Yesh mi'em omrim asher yaldut tenu shelo bisha ziknu tenu. Elu chasidim v'anshei ma'aseh. ויש מי אומרים אשרי זקנותנו שכיפרת ילדותנו אלה בעלי תשובה אלו ואלו אומרים אשרי מי שלא חטא מי שחטא ישוב ונמחלו תניא אמרו עליו הלל הזקן כשהיה שמח בשמחת בית השואבה אמר כך אם אני כאן הכל כאן ואם איני כאן מי כאן הוא היה אומר כן למקום שאני אוהב שום רגליים הולכות אותי אם תבוא אל ביתי, אני אבוא אל ביתך, ואם אתה לא תבוא אל ביתי, אני לא אבוא אל ביתך. שנאמר בכל מקום אשר אזכיר את שמי, אבוא אליך ובירכתיך. אף הוא ראה גולגולת אחת שצוף על פני המים, אמר לי על דעתפת עטפוך, ומטיפך יטופון. אמר רבי יוחנן, רגלו ידבר הנה שנן הרי ובלי אתר דמטבו את המון מבלין יתה. הנותרתי כושויד, אביקאי מקמי שלמה, אלי חרב ואחיה בני שיש הסופרים בשלמה אבי, יום אחד חזי למלך המובד, אביקאו ציב, אמר לי, מה יציב את? אמר לי, איי, 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 טרגדיה, דקבור מינוי, הנותרתי כושויד, תיאת ואחה, מסרינו לסעירים, משרדינו למחוז הלולס, כי מוטו למחוז הלולס שריבו, למוכר חזי למלך המובד, אביקבודה, I'm like, why are you so happy? I get suspicious. I'm like, ah, ba'ata debo minoi taman shadratinu. Miyad potach shlomo v'amar ragloi debar inesh. Inu na raven melata de mitboi taman movelin yate. Tani yom rola v'arabi shemeng amlil kushay asameach simchat beta shoiva yenotel shmona v'ukot shal or v'zorek achat v'notel achat v'eno godzu bezu. וכשהוא משטחה ונועד שני גודליו בארץ ושוכה ונושק את הרצפה וזוקף ואין כל ביריה יכולה לעשות כן וזוהי קידה which Levi attempted to be achvikida kameda rebbe ve'itla. What? Hogar malay. I thought Rabbi Elazar said that la'olam ayatiyach adam dvarim klapi mala. Shari adam gadol itiyach dvarim klapi mala ve'itla. And we understood that that was a reference to Levi. Hogar malay. Levi have a metayal kameda rebbe v'tmani sakine. Shmuel kamesh vormalka b'tmani mazgi chamra. Abaya kameda rabba b'tmani bey. Well, some say it was a read as a deris. It was only ba'arba abey. תניום רבי ישוע בן חננה כשהיינו שמחים שמחת בית השואבה לא ראינו שינה בעינינו כיצד שהראשונה תמיד של שחר משום לתפילה משום לקרבן מוסר משום לתפילה סמוס משום לבית המדרש משום לאכילה ושתייה משום לתפילת המנחה משום לתמיד של בן ארבעים מכאן ואילך לשמחת בית השואבה הנה ואומר רבי יוחנן שבוע שלא ישם שלושה ימים מלכין אותו וישם לאלתר It doesn't mean that there was no slumbering. Said Reb Chizkiah, that makes no sense. Yo, 15 ma'alot. There should be 15 yordot. Oh, amale hovat karatan. Nah, I remember. This is what it was supposed to be. Oh, yidma. Mishar shekarat David shitin. Kofat homo bol mishtfam. Omar David. Mi yikar yadi shal mechtav shem achazf. Unashadi betalma. Umana, lakadar mavamide. Omar David called the yadam. למימה בין העומר יחנק בגרונו נסח איתו פקב החום בעצמו מה לעשות שלא מניש לשתו אמרתו השמי שליחלה בקדושה אם אחרי על המים לעשות שלום לכל העולם כולו על אחת כמה וכמה. אומר שורי, כתב שבחס ובשד וטוב ונוח איתו משיץ רפי גרמיני. ככל זה דוד נח איתו ואמר, אה, wait a minute, קם נמיד לי תווי מירתה ואומר. אומר 15 מעלות ואז כ-15 אלפי גרמיני וגמול באלפי גרמיני. אומר, הוא לא שמע מן עצום כדייר האלפי גרמיני. What the chazina karina a little bit, you know, you already get to a well, mafki maya. Omra Bisharsha, that's not the tom, that's misuma de parat. The prat. But omdu kohanim, bishara yon shi yored, and they were amid al madri the mala asirit. Boy Rabirma, what does that mean? The mala asirit nochit chamisha and stood on the mala asirit from the floor of the Ezrat Nashim. Or the Nachit Asara v'Koya Chamisha from the exit from Sharnik Nartek. Tanu Rabbanim Nimashma Shneema Uflem Kedma. So obviously, Achorei Melech Al Hashem, why does the Torah tell, why does Yechezkel tell us that Achorei Melech Al Hashem? Melamed Shayopor Imatzman, Matrizin Klapim Mata. How is that mutter? It's just as bad as saying modim modim. It's like turushu yasim mashat kinoto. It's all a continuation. Hema mishtachavim kedma va'ono lekam mishtachavim. And enenu lekam yachalo. Ein pochatim yasim mechat kiot b'migdash v'en vasifin al arbrim v'shmona. How does that work? B'cho yom ayusham esrim v'achat kiot b'migdash. How does that go? Shalosh to p'tichat sharim, teshel to b'shal shachar, teshel to b'shal ben arbaim. Now, if it was the day of Musafim, that brings us to 30. Oh, teshel. Be'erev Shabbat, ayum asifim sheish, as we learned in Masechet Shabbat, shalosh, laftilot ami melacha, and that was the first set was for the people out in the field, the second was for the Balei Chanuyot, and the third was for Tefillin, or for Hadlokas Haner. And then you had another Shalosh, what was Lavdom in Kedesh Lechol, and that was it, which brings us to 36. Now, it was Erev Shabbat, Shabbatoch HaChag, then you get already to 48, because besides the Shabrosh, L'Ptichat HaSharim, there were 12 additional to the 36, which was 48, for the Nisach HaMayim, because remember, it says there were Shalosh, and he was standing by the Shar Elyon, that was the Kriyas HaGever, immediately they were to Kiyah. Then we have the Shalosh L'Shar HaTachtayim, Shalosh for the Mule HaMayim to come in, and Shalosh at the actual time of Nisach HaGavi Mizbeach. So that's 4 times 3 is 12, added to the 36 is 48. And just to spell it out to you, there was another Teisha Tamid Shachar, Teisha Tamid Shabbat Arbaim, Teisha the Musafim, and then we had the Erev Shabbos, Shalosh Laftad Amin Melacha, and Shalosh Laftad Bin Kedesh Lechol. Now the Mishnah that uses the notation of 21 versus 48 is clearly not like Reb Yehuda, because Reb Yehuda uses the same count, but he makes it divisible by 3, so he gets 7 and 16. And that's the same thing, but he uses a different number. The Tanya Reb Yehuda, Imer HaPochet Lo'ifchot B'Shev, HaMosiv Lo'siv HaSheshes, Reb Maikam, you forget. Reb Yehuda Tzavet Kiyah Truv Tkiyah Achasi, Rabban Tzavet Kiyah Lechut Shul Lechut. My time, the Reb Yehuda says, Utkatem Truas, obviously it's one thing. Rabbanan, no, that's part of the limit of Pshuta Lefanev Al-Acharev with the Yata. Rabbanan, my tamayu, what's wrong with the simple Pshat Naposik? Because the Chliba Bakila Ta'akal Titkov V'lo Tariyo. I ask you, this makes sense. Yisak Adai Tachkir Chua Achasi. So the Torah says, do half of a mitzvah. Well, what is such a thing? Pagan mitzvah Ovid, Pagal Ovid, Reb Yehuda. What do you mean mitzvah? Simona Be'omo. Rabbanan, it is Simona. But did the Torah make it a mitzvah or not? Rabbanan Shav a mitzvah. Come on, us other Rifkanahim bin Kila Trivaloklum. Clearly Reb Yehuda. Pshita. No, not Pshita, but Matatema Filukarabona. So why is he saying that there can't be a hefsek? Because even Rabbanan hold, you can't have a hefsek as much as Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan, forget Reb Yochanan, number Tesha, Shoma Tesha Tkiot Batesha Shod Bayom. It's also Yotza. Kamashma not kidekah you can't. Maybe it means that, Taka, how do you know him Ochinan? Because he came, my velokulum.
Today's daf is daf nun gimel. We're right here to the garden that it all started in. In Lahayach Chatzer Yerushalayim, the Mishnah says there was no chatzer in Yerushalayim that wasn't lit with the fire, the light that was coming from the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Tana, Ishaita Boreret Chitim, Lo Orshel Beta Shaiva. Not just that it was light, it was brilliant light, enough to be able to check through your Chitim to see which ones were wormy, which ones were good. Please go down there and tell them we're all going to come down to the room and bash them up. Tell them there's 20 people up here, they're all coming down with water. Now, the Brerat Chitim, by the way, Tosfos asks, what's so poshut over here? He brings you a Yerushalmi. Why are you allowed to use Hegdish light to do your work with? So, okay, the Yerushalmi is medayik that there's clearly no Me'ila on things that don't have a Mamashut. So that means it's smell from Hegdish, or sound of the music, and so on. None of that is Chayav Me'ila. But nonetheless, it does say there's no Me'ila, but it's still there's an Isser in it. So Tosfos says it doesn't mean that she literally would use it, but that could be used for that purpose. But in any event, I want to point out that, of course, if you hold that Chitim are the Eitz Hadas, then the Birur of Chitim, on Daf Nun Gimel, is a great simon anyway, because that's what the whole Masechta is about, especially the Zumkas Eitz HaShoyim. Chasidim ve'Atshei Ma'aseh. Tan Rabbanu. There were two groups of people. There were Chasidim. The Lashon of Chasid, Rashi brings, it's actually from the Gemara, that usually when we refer to a Chasid, we don't refer to a Baal Tshuva. We refer to a Chasid means someone who basically was born with this kind of attitude, and from the beginning of his life was always in a matzav of tahira and so on. So there were different people that were saying different things. Tana Rabbana, Yesh me'am omrim, Ashrei yaldutenu shelo bishad ziknutenu. Some of them would say, happy is our youth, that we didn't do things that embarrassed us when we were older. That's reference to the Chasidim Anshei Maisa, because these are people that were always good people. Happy is our old age that has brought kapora to the actions of our youth. Elu ba'alei teshuvah. Elu ve'elu ba'omrim. Both of them, however, say, Ashrei misha lo chata, is all part of the same song. Happy is he who never sinned. Misha chata yashuv v'imcholo. One who did sin should do teshuva and will be nimchaz. A very beautiful diet from Rav Volba Zatzal on this Gemara. I mean, he was well versed in psychology, but Lamaisi sees in the Gemara over here a raya that an individual has to understand himself through his youth. But you need to understand your childhood. You can't just go on. So that the relationship over here is Ashri Yaldutenu. That's a raya that your childhood forms your adulthood. And if you don't know your childhood, then you don't really know yourself and can't do Abayda. So that's the Yaldutenu Shelo Bishah. But on the other hand, you have to be able to look straight at it and not just, okay, I was a kid, what's the difference? On the contrary, every act that a person had during those formative years was central to the rest of his life, and therefore the Ziknutenu is always going to be there as part of a function of how it's relating to childhood. It's a remarkable, remarkable deep, very, really beautiful deep. So he would hold that somebody who doesn't understand his childhood from the earliest years can't possibly do Abayda. Because there's no understanding of the relationship of Yaldutenu to Ziknutenu. It is. It is. He was highly aware. You know, he was university trained. Tanya, Amru alav al Hillel HaZaken, Kishaya Sameach b'Simchat Beit HaShoeva Amar Kein. They say that Hillel HaZaken, when he used to come and be part of the Simcha at the Simchat Beit HaShoeva, he began speaking as if he were the mouthpiece of the Shechina. So he would say, Imani kan hakol. If I'm here, everybody's here. V'im enikan mikan. But if I'm not here, who is here? Who's going to come visit this building if there's no Shechina in it? And therefore, you should be careful that everything that you do encourages the Ashras HaShechina, because just to have a religious celebration is nonsense. Hu haya omer kein, and he would say this, L'makom shani ohev shom raglaim olichot oti. A place that I love, that I'm attracted to, I find myself automatically coming to that place. Imata tavoy al beiti, if you come to my house, in other words, if you come to the Beis HaMikdash for Aliyah L'Regel, ani avoy al beitcha, I will come and visit you in your house. But imata lo tavoy al beiti, if you don't enter into the Shivti Beveis Hashem, Ani lo avo beitech, I won't come to your house either. Shemar v'chol ha'makom asher azkir ha'shmi, avo elecho v'irachtich. In every place in which my name is mentioned, and people are Isaac and Terah and Aved Shamayim, that's where I will come, the Shechina will come and give you a brach. By the way, there's very, I mean, the Ritva speaks out on this whole Inyan, as the Rambam doesn't say it as strongly as the Musar, but I mean, he says the same thing, obviously. But from here, you see how clearly the Mishnah was metakim, they were mamish metakim, not not to allow the degradation that occurs at simchas, in which every idiot participates in the simcha, has no connection to anything real, is simply either showing off or engaged in some type of religious nonsense, in which it's just a simchat ha-bachurim with the songs and the dancing and this, and therefore they were misakin only chassidim and anshei maisa. Nobody else is allowed to even participate. They sit there as bystanders. They want to see what a simcha is. They can see what a simcha is. Don't think that you can be sameach by going through the motions. I must tell you, somebody posted, some director, I forgot his name, is putting out a movie on Oman. Somebody just sent me a link to the various trailers that they have put on YouTube. Such a bizoyan. I was fucking embarrassed. Mechas for shown that they should actually make something of this. But it's exactly what the Ritva is talking about. The emptiness of it. The mixing of people have the slightest idea what they're doing. Disgusting.
Martin Gilbert, it's called The Holocaust. Several pages there about a terrible mass murder that took place in Oman in a very, very ugly way during the Holocaust. Going there having a celebration of Mamish and Tuba reputation.
Wow.
Look in the index of Martin Gilbert's Holocaust and that index of Oman is even a buzzword.
Yeah, it's wonderful. They really need us. Maybe we should start collecting here with an envelope. For the players of Uman. No, he's talking about the players that live there. Mom is a Shrek to see these trailers.
Also,
this was brought in the Mishnah and others. He saw a skull in which that had been beheaded and was on floating on the water, and he knew, Rashi said. I mean, otherwise, I mean, you can't come to a conclusion. But he knew that this was a rotzeach, and that basically he had been on the hit list of some other mafia group. So basically, he said to him, you know, al datavtatfuch, there's plenty of people you murdered, so now they murdered you. The guys that murdered you will be murdered in turn. Crime does not pay. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Raglui de Bar Inesh Inun Areven Bay, the Atarde Mitboy Taman Movilinate. Since we discussed before Lamakom Mashanio Hev Shomra Glai Molichototi, so Rabbi Yochanan points out that a human being is caught in a web of randomness, which he has no idea. Sometimes the very things that he thinks are going to be the things that are going to help him, those are the things that destroy him. And ultimately, the bottom line is, you end up where you're supposed to be, your legs will drag you to where you got to be. Famous Maisa, this was said by Shlomo HaMelech. And the famous Maisa was Hanik Tarti Kushoi, Davikai Mekamei Shlomo. Shlomo had two, the Pashas, he calls them Kushim, but Rashas were called Kushim only because they were so beautiful. So he says, Al Isha Kushit, we use by Moshe Rabbeinu on Tzipora. So here it was talking about the two Sofrim that Shlomo HaMelech had that are mentioned, Elichorof and Achia, are mentioned in the Pasuk, that were extremely beautiful, and they were Bnei Shisha, and they were Sofrim of Shlomo, so they were his secretaries. Yom Achad Chazi L'Malach HaMavis, and we know Shlomo HaMelech had some strange friends, including the Malach HaMavis, and so one day he meets the Malach HaMavis, and he sees the Malach HaMavis looking really depressed today. He says, what's going on? Am I at Sivas? What are you so depressed about? Or Marley, so he tells to Shlomo, look, I don't know how to break this to you, my friend. But these two beautiful guys, it's their time. No, says Shlomo, yes, nothing to do. Immediately Shlomo runs Masvinu L'Seirim. Those weren't friends, those already he was in charge of. Remember, he took over the Malchus of the Shadim as well. So he basically called up Bartimaeus and said to him, okay, get these guys out of here quickly. Shadrina l'mechuzah de Luz. Now we know in Luz, nobody ever died. Nobody ever said a lie. You don't say a lie. Why should you die? You're mechuber to Emes. He sent these two guys there. He sent these two guys there, and there they would be protected from the Malach HaMavis. The Malach HaMavis can't come in a place where no one ever lies. Death is a lie. When they came, as they were about to enter into the force field of Luz, Shiva, they dropped dead. Next day, Shlomo meets the Malach HaMavis. Malach HaMavis is looking great. He figures, so happy enough to take these guys' souls. What are you looking so good for today? Oh, said the Malach HaMavis, was I in Tzoras yesterday? I was told to take these two guys' souls, but the only place I was allowed to take it was right by Mechuzah de Luz at the door. How the heck would I ever get them there? Thank you so much. You sent them right where they needed to be. Miat patach Shlomo. At that point, Shlomo said, well, that's the way it goes. Ragluy de Barinish Inan Arivin Bay. It's a man's feet that are his own guarantors. La Atar de Midbay Taman Movilinyate. Where he needs to be, that's where they drag him. And his meeting with destiny will be done by his feet. Tanya Omar Lava Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. It's an incredible maisa, you know, with the, here in the Rova, with Avner Franklin's daughter. Her entire time she was in university, she never went back through the French Hill, through Givat Zafat. She didn't like to go that way, was always worried about... And Davka, some friend of hers, was going at a ride and needed... And that day that she was blown up, that was the only time that she went there, had gotten out also completely. It was like a crazy story why she had gotten out again, and that was it. Amazing. Amru alavar apshimen ben Gamliel, kishay asameach simchat beit ha-shoeva. They say on Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, when he was engaged in the Simcha Beit HaShoeva, Ayanotel Shmona Avukot Shalur, he would take 8 burning torches and juggle with them. Vezorek achat venotel achat ve'inogot zu bezu. They never touched each other, and he obviously never touched the wrong side of the torch. Ukishahu mishtachave. When he would come now to do ishtachave, he didn't do ishtachave. Instead, he did kida, which is no'et shnei godalav ba'aretz. Take his 2 thumbs, support his entire weight on his thumbs, shocheh v'noshek et haritzpah, he would then kiss the ground of the Azorah as a sign of the chavivas ki ratzu avadecha et avaneha, ve'in kol biryala yechola lasot kein. Now Rashi learns that means there was no one else in the Azorah during his time. It doesn't mean obviously no one in history could do that. Who could do that? Lamaisa, there is another interpretation, doesn't demand Rashi's, which is kol means everybody, not anybody. In Kolbiria, not everybody can do that, man. This obviously is true. We've spoken about this many times, is that that's an explanation. One of the explanations of Kol, because when it says, V'urachum yechaperavon v'lo ya'ir kol chamaso, so what, we want a little bit of chamaso? There's 2 explanations. There's the Kol and the, that's the way Rashi is taking it here. But then there's also the Kol, everything. So not everybody can do that. V'zohi kida, that's what's called kida. So we find also vatikod, vayikod, instead of ishtachavaya. So there's kriya, ishtachavaya, and kida. Levi demonstrated this. Levi achvi kida, kame Rebbe. He was showing off a little bit, showing Rebbe how he can do kida. And because you have to, on your way up, you're supporting your entire weight on your spine, on your lower spine, boy, did he throw out his back permanently. Ve'itla. From that time on, he was always limping. Says the Gemara of Ahal Gormalei, that's the reason that Levi was limping. Ve'omar Rabbi Elazar lo'olama yatiach adam devarim klapei ma'ala. Person should always be very careful how he speaks towards the Shechina. Sharei Adam Gadol Yitiach Dvarim Klapei Ma'ala V'Itla. It was a great man who spoke with a lot of chutzpah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and look what happened to him. He became lame. And it says over there that once in Tinius, that he shouted out to the heavens, "What's going on with you? You've left your children, gone up to the sky, and forgotten about everybody down here. You no longer care about us." That was it. So, Eli Wiesel is still walking around, though, I think, right? I mean, he actually takes God to court. So in any event, what's the pshat? It says over here that that was the reason that it was Itla. And it says the Gemara, Hova Garmalei. Obviously, there was a gzera that he should become lame. But at the moment that you do something dangerous, that's when it strikes. So when something is up against a person, at a moment of vulnerability, that's when it happens to him. Exactly. Same idea.
Why is this kida?
Nofal tura chadad l'sakina, which Rashi brings over here from the Gemara we had. Once the shore falls down, sharpen your knives. Everybody sharpens their knives.
Why is this kida so difficult? He's doing his thumbs and he's stretched out. What's the problem? What?
No, you're not stretched out. You're standing straight. You have to stand up and then bend over to hold your weight on your thumbs. But you're not supporting yourself on your feet. You can't get to your...
I mean, I can get my palms on the ground standing straight up. But to kiss the ground.
To kiss the ground. That's hard. That's hard.
What do you call push-ups? What do you do?
Listen, maybe nowadays people are much more agile.
Yeah. I'm not saying a short agility is showing what the greatness of it. What is it? Jedi.
Yeah, what do you mean? Sage doesn't have to be in control of his body?
Completely. But
no.
Then we should see a development.
A good juggler? It's not a sign of Gedula? Come on, man.
Well, is that an outgrowth, or did they actually practice that? They actually
of course he actually practiced it. All right.
Well, but they're sitting in the road, they're sitting in the road. God forbid these sages are...
Life is not... What do you think? Abraham Avinu was sitting and learning? He didn't do anything. Yaakov Avinu was sitting and learning. That's not his learning. You have to be sitting in situ. There's an element of Yeshiva Yeshiva, and then life itself is the greatest learning. How can you learn without life?
That's how they teach in school now.
They're preparing you for life. They don't pretend that you're living, do they? Levi Avi Mitayo Kami to Rebbe B'tmani Sakinit. Rebbe used to do his thing. Here we find Lashon Mitayo. We had this before, Mitayo B'sukkah. Right, some changes to metalel, but it's the same idea. That metalel basically means go around and do your thing. It doesn't mean that you take a long walk. So he used 8 sharp knives to juggle with. This was Levi. This is tough stuff. Shmuel, this is really amazing. Shmuel would fill up 8 wine glasses to the top, juggle with them without spilling the wine. Abaya used raw eggs. You don't want those to fall on you. So Abaya came to Rabba Bitmanya Bay. But some say, it was only 4 eggs. It's no big deal.
What kind of chassid is this? You're juggling knife right next to me. I mean,
this is not a chassid. This is the Simchas Beis
HaShoeva.
No,
he's a chassid.
Oh, chassidus, you said?
Yeah.
Tanya, Omer of Yeshua and Hananya. Kishayinu Simechi. Rabba. They change it. Omer of Yeshua ben Hananya. Kishayinu Simechim Simchat Beit HaShoeva Lo Ra'inu Sheina Be'inenu. When we were involved in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, we didn't sleep for a moment. All those 7 days. How does it go? This is number 4, sorry. Ketzad, Sha'ar Rishonah, seriously, I was maftiach. Ketzad, Sha'ar Rishonah, Tamid Shel Shachar. We began the day, the first moment of the day was the Tamid Shel Shachar. From there we went to davening. Now that's amazing, and the Tashbatz actually brings a raya from. You see from here clearly that even when the Beit HaMikdash was in full swing, there were still regular tefillahs, davening and so on, and we would go directly to the tefillah. From the tefillah, after the time, Misham le Karban Musaf, we then went to the Musaf, we then went to the tefillah of the Musaf. So even, Mamish at the time, the Marshal is Madaik from here, from this whole Gemara, that you see that the tefillahs were actually part of the Karbanas.
In the Beis
HaMikdash itself, in other words, well, it's not that they're, we usually make the mistake of thinking that Kneged, the Tamidim or Keneged the Musafim means that they are in place of. Keneged means opposite to, parallel to, is the pshat. So these parallel the Avedas of the Beis HaMikdash, and this is the intellectual component of the actual mice of the Asiya that was done with the Karbonas. Misham le Beit HaMidrash, Misham le Achila v'shtiya. Then it was time to learn. Then it was time to eat. Then it was time for mincha. Then it was time for the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'in. And from then on, it was Simchas Beis HaShoeva all day long.
He wasn't a kohen.
He was a levi. This was hot stuff. You see, by the way, a number of very interesting things here. First of all, I think it's the Sfasemes who points out that we have the same concept. It says it's a beautiful, beautiful nekuda that says v'samachtem shivas yomim uses the word bashana. Isn't it bashana? So they have a Kabbalah that on Sukkot all of the simcha that a person gets in Ruchnias Mashras Hashchina is all bashana the entire year. Just like we have by Yom Kippurim, Achad Bishana, where we have the whole Indian of the Kapora and so on, is that one day. Here we have the Simcha that a person has all year, is the Shivat Yamim Bashana. So it's Mamish. Therefore, you can't afford to sleep. That's the Pshat. I mean, he's Mechuyev Davka to be there at the moment of Tamid. But the point is that somebody who cares, you can't afford to lose this opportunity. There's another very important diak over here that a lot of Achronim speak about, including the Marshal right here. You'll notice the inversion of the time of the tefillah with the time of the korban when it comes to shachris and when it comes to mincha. It's very strange. Shachris and musaf, so you had korban and then tefillah. But when it comes to mincha, you had tefillah and then the tamid shel bein arba'in.
says the Marsha, that's good for the point. Because if we're learning that the tefillos were in fact an integral part of the Avodah, so then in the same way that the act of the Tamid Shel Shachar begins the day, we know that the act of the Tamid Shel Bayin Arbayim ends the day. It's not that this is just an unrelated issue. So having brought a carbon, let's daven. If that was the case, then we'd do the same thing at Mincha. No, it's part of the whole way in which carbon is brought. In which case, if I end the day with the actual Shchitas HaTamid Shel Bayin Arbayim and its Avodah, so then I have to do that as well with my tefillah. It's amazing, beautiful deer. However, it causes tremendous problems. What problems does it cause? It's a problem that even the Magen Avraham mentions. The problem is that nobody does it this way. When we read the Parshas HaTamid, many people read the Parshas HaTamid with Mincha, all the Sfarim do, right? They read it before, which doesn't make any sense, because there's the way in which the Parshas HaTamid is connected to the actual Akrova. So the actual Akrova has to be afterwards. There may be a relationship. The tefillah they do after the Akrova Satomid, so to speak, because the Parsha Satomid is connected to the actual Akrova. That's the Neshama Parim Sfatenu. So the question is, why? How to explain the order? And the Magen Avraham actually brings that you should say it afterwards, or very interesting solution that some bring from the Zohar, say Ashrei first, which is what the Magen Avraham brings, and Ashrei in the Zohar is keneged the Inyan of Tefillas HaMincha. So if you say Ashrei, and then you say the Karbonas, and then you say your Tefillah, then your Yotzei. However, as the Mishnah Berurah brings, nobody does it that way. And he himself mentions, Im lav neviim heim, b'nei neviim heim. Somehow we must know what we're doing. Why would everybody do it the opposite? And of course, the simplest solution, as the Reb Kivager brings here on the daf, is that the Tashbatz himself brings a different girsa. Misham l'tamid shel shachar, shel bein arbayim, misham l'tfilas hamincha. So it's the tshuva of the Meram Mipano that he brings here that actually brings up this whole issue. But which Reb Kivager quotes him. In any event, fascinating. You never know what you're going to discover on a daf. Okay. Chamesh esrei malot. Skip. Hes the Gemara. Ah, come on. This can't be true. Because what he's claiming is that all during Sukkot he didn't sleep. And yet we know that that's not possible, because Rabbi Yochanan says, if a man makes a shvua, shelo ishan shlosha yamin, he swears he's not going to go to sleep for 3 days, then he gets malchus now, because he made a shvua shav, because that's not possible. So it would be like swearing on a amud of eight that it's made out of zahav, or something like that, which is the dugma that the Gemara always brings for shvua shav. So he gets his punishment now, assuming that he got hatra'ah, which is very unlikely, and let him go to sleep right now. He doesn't deserve, yisham out or go to bed. So how could they say that for 7 days we didn't sleep? It doesn't mean we didn't sleep in terms of technical sleep. It just means lo ta'amnu ta'am shena, we didn't have any enjoyable sleep. We'd fall asleep on each other's shoulders for a few minutes. You know, that's like a lot of fun, you know.
That's the way to learn Yaakov Avinu not having slept all these times, all these things.
Of course, yeah.
It's like, what do you, this is like little kids. You
know? Yeah.
They're like so excited about
that. Yeah. You do see that a lot. They fall asleep on each other's shoulders. Chamesh esrei ma'alot. Yeah, it's true. Chamesh esrei ma'alot. Armalei rechisalum rabbona davi kamesader agadat kamei. One of the Talmidim was saying over various Haggadahs in front of Rav Chisda. So he asked him, Shmielecha ani chamesh esrei ma'alot k'neged mi amram David. Do you, by the way, have a Haggadah that explains what these 15 Shira Malos are exactly? Why did he say 15 Shira Malos? Amalei achi amar Rav Yochanan, it was b'sha'a shekara David shitin kofa tehum aboy lemishtafa alma. Omar David Chamesh Esrei Ma'alot Varidan. It happened, from what I was received from Rabbi Yochanan, was that when David HaMelech was preparing the foundations of the Beit HaMikdash, so he was either uncovering the Shittin, if you hold like the Man Yomar holds Bora Shit, that was still back from the time of Bereshit, so then it means that they got clogged during that time, so he had to unclog it. That's the do not touch. We can get to there yet. And when he unclogged it so that the water table started to rise, came up, was about to flow out of Yerushalayim. So David HaMelech wanted to save the situation. So he said 15 ma'alot. Shira Ma'alot, and that took the water down. Said Reb Chista, cheap shot. Then it should say Chamesh Esrei Yordot, not Chamesh Esrei Ma'alot. I read Shira Ma'alot, which is Shira Yiridot. Right? So Yordot be boiling. Oh, Marley, then Reb Chista said, oh, now you just reminded me of the whole thing. Now I remember. Oh, Vadat Kartan, you reminded me of the whole sigya. This is how it goes. Boy, you mixed up. Hachitma. B'sha'a shekara David shitin kafa tahoma. The story, the rest of the story with the little don't touch in the Pandora's box is all from the Yerushalmi Midrash, but it's slightly different gersos. So here it doesn't give all the nasty details. But boy, l'mishtafa alma, the tahom came up, as you remember the sigya in Makis as well. Tahom came up and wanted to flood the world. Omar David. Rashi learns David knew that, of course, he could stop the water by using the Shem Hashem, just like you would for Nisha Saita. But since Achitofel was there, and he considered Achitofel to be his Rebbe, he didn't want to be Meira Hero in front of Achitofel. So he gave him an opportunity. Is there anyone here who may know whether Yishayel Mikhlev Shem HaChaz, President Mutter, to write the Shem Hashem on a piece of cheres? The Nishadi B'Tahoma will throw it into the rising waters. Omanach, and that'll stop the problem.
Why do you have to act ready?
Didn't doing something like that is the ultimate Meralach with Nei Rabbi. What's the matter with you? So, Lekka de Garmer Le Mide, nobody said anything. Omar David called the Yoda Lameima Veno Omer Yechanek Bigrono, which of course is what happened to Yachitov from the end. Whoever knows the answer and doesn't want to say should just choke to death. Nosa Achitofel Kavachomer Batzma. So Achitofel then went to figure it out. Okay. Ma'ala Sot Shalom Benish Lishto Amra Torah Shmish Nichta Bigudushayim Achalam Ayim. If just to restore peace between a man and his wife, who suspects his wife of hanky-panky, you're allowed to write the name of Hashem and have her drink the water to prove that she's innocent. So Lasot Shalom L'chol Olam Kulo L'chad Kama V'Kama. Certainly, to save the entire world and its relationship with God, there's such a thing as mutter. So he gets up and he says, Shori, yes, you're allowed to do it. Katav Shema Chaspa V'Shari L'Tuhuma. So they did it. They wrote the name, threw it into the home, and Nachi Tahoma, the water went down. Shitza Alfe Garmidi went all the way down, 16,000 Amot. Ki Chozi, the Nachi Tuvas, the Dovet said, wait. Kama de Midle Tzatve, Mirtav Alma. The higher the water table is, the better results we have for agriculture, and we have water. Let's better bring it back up. So he sent Chameshishrei Ma'alot to bring the water table back up. Chamesar Alfe Garmidi. So this way, instead of being 16,000 amos beneath Yerushalayim, he brought it up to 1,000 amos. Omarula Shmamina Sumchadiara Alfegarmide. From here you see, you don't get down to the level of the real aquifers unless you go down 1,000 amos. What do you mean, says the Gemara? That's not true. Achazina Tekarina Purt, everybody digs wells. What do you got to dig? 10 feet? 20 feet? Come on. How do you get 1,000 amos? And water comes out. Omra Misharsha, that's not the water of the Tahom. That's Ahumi Suma de Prat. The Nahar Prat, which is here in Bavel, which is very high. So the sources of the Prat are raised above sea level, so you have high water pressure compared to where we live. So even wherever the water finds a closed, if there's we live on top of a mountain, there may be channels where the water can rise to the same level. So it's coming basically from the Prat. It's not coming from the aquifers.
Not groundwater.
It's Prat water, yeah, but that is under enough pressure to push it up where there's a closed circuit. The Amdu HaKohanim Bishar Elyon Shiorid. It's a little bit confusing in the Mishnah because it says the Kohanim got to the 10th step. But where do you count the 10th step? From the top or from the bottom? I mean, they're going down. But, I mean, normally steps are counted going up. And there's a 10th step, meaning the 10th step up. Says the Gemara, Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah, Lemala Sirit Dachit Chamisha V'Koya Asara. Does that mean to the 10th step, meaning that they went down 5 steps from Shar Niknor, we're now on the 10th step up? Or does it literally mean on the 10th step, their 10th step? The Nachit Asara V'Koya Chamisha. Teku. Not Tkia. Teku. So we don't know, actually, which one it meant. Toda Rabbona. This whole thing that they say, that our forefathers who stood in this place acted without cover to the Shechina and so on and so forth. If you take a look at the Pasuk, It says beferish that the Malach brings Yechezkel to see this terrible sight, right? And there they are. There's 25 people or so that are standing there. Achoreim el Hechel Hashem, which is what we say in the Mishnah, and Pneim Kedma. Now, if you just said Pneim Kedma, what do you got to say? Achoreim el Hechel Hashem. I'm not stupid. I know if they're facing east, and obviously they have their backs turned towards the Hechel. I mean, is it really nice to say that their backs were turned to the Hechel? I can figure it out myself. Elamat Almud Lomar Achoreim el Hechel Hashem. Malamit Sheir Porim Atzman. They mooned the Hechel. Umatrizin Klapei Mat. Oh, that's stam. That this was an act of Avodah Zorah klape the Shemesh. The Bedavka were Benvaza the Hechel. That's the point. Yeah, I don't want to say it. Onu l'ka, l'ka einenu. Wait a minute. How are you allowed to say that? Excuse me. Onu l'ka, l'ka einenu. Isn't that doubling like there's two gods? And it's like saying Shema, Shema. So we shut a guy up like that. So how do they, what, were mitakein to say that? Are there two cause exactly that you're saying? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, we should be kaifel. Kol oimer shma shma ki oimer meidim meidim. This is a terrible thing to do. No, it wasn't that they're repeating themselves mamish. There are two different elements. One was to the past, what we have to be thankful for. So ahachi amar heima mishtachavim l'shemesh. Fine. Onu l'ka anachnu mishtachavim or anachnu modim. We thank God for everything that we have. Ve'einenu l'ka mi'achalot, and also we look forward with tikva to the future. That's two different things. There's no problem. It's the repetition that makes it sound like you're addressing two entities. Really? That's the same guy who's in charge of the economy, right? That makes sense.
In pochatim yesrim ve'chat kiot ba'migdash
ve'in mosifin al arba'a u'shmone. There's never less than 21 different tkiyos. The word tkiyah doesn't mean literally tkiyah. A tkiyah means either a tkiyah or a trua. But sounds from a shofar. A minimum of 21 sounds for the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash on a normal day. And the most that you'll ever find is 48, which is not really true, as the Gemara is going to make clear to us, but is true enough in terms of what is statistically reasonable to think about. So let's start with the regular, everyday shofar. How do we get the normal days tkiyas? Well, there were 21. We started with Ptichat Sha'arim, and the Ptichat Sha'arim were, of course, done with fanfare, and the fanfare is Tkiyah, Trua, Tkiyah. That's three. Then the Tamid Shel Shachar, now every shir that was said, was split into three sections, which, of course, became built into symphonic tradition after that. There's always three sections. Each one of the three sections of the shir has fanfare. And the fanfare, again, is Trua, Tkiyah, Trua, which is 3 times 3 equals 9. So we have 9 for the Tamid Shel Shachar, 9 at the Shira for the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. That gives me 21 on a normal day, the 18 of the two Tamidim plus the opening of the doors. On a day which had a Musaf, b'musafina yumusifina oteisha. Day that had a Musaf, you would add another 9. Now, that's still far from what we had. Now, we're talking about 21 and 9, so now we get to the 30. But on Erev Shabbos, remember, on Erev Shabbos, there were another 6, because every Erev Shabbos anyway had a 6. So you would have Shalosh, Lahav, Tilat, Amim, Lacha, 3. Now, it's interesting, because these 3 are not really Tkiyah. They are, but not at one time. It was like a long time between them. Because we would first blow a sound to let people know we're outside of town and it's time to start coming back home. It was a tkiyah. But then we did a trua. Tosfos of Medayek this from the Sugya, Rashi says it in Shabbos. And then we did a trua as the sign to close the stores. And then we did the last tkiyah later as a sign to make sure the cholent's okay and so on. Put your cholent on the plata. So that's those 3, and then there was another 3 at that moment that Shabbos was about to begin. We did a trua tkiyah trua, tkiyah trua tkiyah. I keep doing that. So shalosh lahavdil ben kodesh l'chol, and that was the kedusha of Shabbos.
And this was only in the mikra.
No, no. Well, that's where it was. I mean, that was the Makom HaTkiyas. That was the Beis HaTkiyas. It was in the Mikdash.
As opposed to on the edge of
it. There you could do it. I mean, but here it's part of the HaTkiyas of the Seder HaYom in the Mikdash. Now, if you have Erev Shabbos, that's not only an Erev Shabbos Chol HaMoed, but it's an Erev Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Woo! Then you get up to 48. How do you get up to 48? Because, here's how it goes. Shalosh l'ptichat sharim, that's like every day. But don't forget the Shar HaElyon, that was the two Kohanim that were standing at Shar Niknor. And then there was another blast of fanfare as they went out from the Shar HaTachton to get the water. Notice that we're very conspicuously leaving out that 10th stair. We're going to discuss this. What happened to the 10th stair? Sholosh l'miloy amayim. There was three for the actual miloy. Sholosh agabe hamizbeach. That we talked about when they came back in. So they had again the tkiyah true tkiyah. I keep doing that. Why do I? Oh, I did it right this time. For a change. Sholosh agabe mizbeach. Three. An additional three that were done when they put the arava up against the mizbeach. Rashi, interesting. That's how Rashi learns. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says the three for pouring the water on the mizbeach. Everybody asks him, but the Braita we had before, it says beferish that they was a tkiyah true tkiyah for zekifat arava. That's why lemaisa, according to Rambam, it's the same one. It was done simultaneously. So then we have the normal teisha of the tamid shel shachar. And we have the Teisha of the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. We have the Teisha of the Musaf. Now, plus it's Erev Shabbos, so we have Sholosh L'Avdil Samim Melacha. And then we have the Sholosh L'Avdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. Gives us a full 48. This is quite a blast. Masnisa Delok Rabbi Yudah. The Tanya, Rabbi Yudah Omer. Hapochet lo yifkot misheva. Vamosif lo yosif al sheshesre. Rabbi Yudah, the way Rabbi Yudah puts it is, no less than 9, no more than 16. When?
7,
I'm sorry. No less than 16. Now you'll notice that this seems to have a strange relationship to the number that the Tanakhama had. Namely, it's the same number divided by 3. How did that happen? Ah, very simple. Rabbi Yudah's sheet is, b'maikam yifkot, Rabbi Yudah's sheet is that tkiya, true and tkiya is all one thing. Therefore, divide by 3. As Tosus points out, even though the 3, to be Mavato, the Yami, Malacha, were not all at one time, nonetheless, it's considered to be one call. My time at Rabbi Yudah, where does Rabbi Yudah get this from? Omar Krot Katem Trua. On the one hand, it says, Bitokea Trua. It also says, Trua Yitko. So, I mean, is it a Trua or is it a Tkia? Or Ketzad? The Tkatem is Tkia, Trua, and the Trua Yitko is a Tkia after the Trua, and it's a call Achasi. Whereas the Rabbanan say, that just comes to tell you that every Trua requires a call that is Pashut, an unmodulated call, Lifaneha, and a Pashut call Achareha. But it doesn't mean that there are considered to be three as one. On the contrary, it's telling you separate kailos. A kol pashut, a kol trua, a kol pashut. Rabbanan, Maitamaya, why did Rabbanan insist, instead of admitting that that's the definition of a trua, is a tkiya trua tkiya? Why do they insist that it's separate kolot? We'll see what the difference is in practical terms to this. Is it just a numeration issue, or is it something else? Rabbanan, Maitamayu, Tichtivu, Behakila, Takahal, Tikuvalotariyu, says Beferish. When you're gathering together the kahal, these were the trumpets that Moshe Rabbeinu made, do a tkiah without a trua. Now, for heaven's sakes, if a tkiah and a trua is one thing, so how is the Torah saying do a half a thing with the Torah saying? Is palga a mitzvah? A person should do a half of a mitzvah, and the other half don't do. So palga avid, palga lo avid, does that make sense? Doesn't make sense at all. Therefore, must be that they're all separate kolot. And it's amazing. It's bad enough they send me the reminders of my overdraft, but it always has to be in the middle of Daf Yomi. It's really weird. I never told them to send me anything. What are they bothering me for? I never ordered it. Rabbi Yehuda says, that's how... What? Ahu the simona ba'alma. That's not a mitzvah, it's a simon. What kind of kash is that if you would tell me that on Rosh Hashanah, the Torah said that for Zichreina, it's only do tkiyah and don't do trumela. There you'd have a riot. Now you're trying to tell me what is a code to let people know for communication. So you're going to tell me, bring me a riot for Morse code, since it says that this letter is only dots and no dashes, It's a raya that dots and dashes and not. What kind of crazy raya is that? It's a simon. Rabbanan say, it's true, it's a simon. But is it not true that the Torah makes this a mitzvah? This is the way in which you have to be Mekayim this simon. You can't just choose an arbitrary code. So how would the Torah tell me if the nature of a kol mitzvah is dafka tia trua tkia? How could it tell me don't do one, do the other? Must be that they're separate kolot, and therefore we can make a simon using one kol and not the other. Kiman ozo adyam Rav Kahana, ein bein tkia trua velo klum. According to whom was Rav Kahana saying that there is no hefsek between a tkia and a trua? That's obviously Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda is the one who says it's all one call. So that means you go directly from the tkiah into the truah and back into the tkiah. Now that's not so poshut, actually. It's a machlokas rishoni. Rashi learns over here, kidei neshima your mafsik. Take a breath, but no more than the kidei neshima. But others learn that gufa aliba, this, you'd have to have it as one call. There's a machlokas, even one long call, whether one long call means pachot bichdei neshima, but a mashu of a hefsek, or no hefsek at all, which is why we actually do three different sets. This is already brought early, it's not just a modern chumrah, but we do three separate sets of tkiyas in order to be yotzei all of these approaches. One with kidei neshima, we do it in shul.
No, but I never noticed the difference.
Oh, you never noticed the difference? That's because Barnea is not clear enough when he says shru'ah, and he says shvarim, shru'ah. Question is how well you do it. So says the Gemara, isn't that obvious? Pshita. Ma detem afilu kirabona, mafukin Rabbi Yochanan. Wait. And here again, there's different ways of understanding what it means to say there's no hefsek. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan says, Shama tesha tkias b'tesha shalos b'yom yatz. If you hear the nine tkias in 9 different hours, you're walking by, you hear a tkia. An hour later, you hear a trua. An hour later, you hear another tkia. Yossi yitzah. That's already quite a hefsek, because they're bad. Maybe that's the pshat, and that would be true of Afilu Rabbanan. So there's three issues. No hefsek? Hefsek just long enough to breathe? Or a hefsek that's long enough to be scattered over the entire day? So maybe that's what it means over here. It's not coming to tell me like Rabbi Yehuda, it's coming to tell me like the Rabbanan. But not like Rabbi Yochanan, that's the pshat. Hey, wait a minute, now that you bring it up, Ema Hakinami, maybe that is what it means. Maybe. How do you know now that it is going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda? Because in Tamei Velo Klum, why do you have to say nothing? Nothing is a pshat, no hefsek at all. You could just say Ein Bein Tkiah L'Truah. But you say Velo Klum is coming to tell me Dafka Aliba D'Rabbi Yehuda, not Aliba D'Rabbanan. Daf, Okay, Daf Nun Gimel. Velo Haya Kotzer B'Yerushalayim. Tana, Ishai ta bovreret chitim lo'or shel bet ha-shoiva. Chasidim v'anshei ma'aseh ton rabbanu. Yesh b'yeba b'rim rashre yalduteinu shelot bishad ziknuteinu. Elu chasidim v'anshei ma'aseh. V'yesh b'yeba b'rim rashre ziknuteinu shekafraz yalduteinu. Elu ba'alei teshuva. Elu ve'elu oimir ma'ashre. Mi shalou chata o mi shakata yashuv yimcholo. Tan yomru olav alila azakein kishay ha-sameach b'simchat bet ha-shoiva amar kein. Imanikan hakolkan. Tosfos, by the way, brings from the Yerushalmi that the Mashmaut is he was speaking not at this point, later, yes, but at this point he was not speaking for the Shechina, he was speaking as a member of Yisrael, to say, all the Yumbas Ha'elam, if we're here, that's something. Klal Yisrael is here. Vimenikan mikan. This has to be done at Sukkot, because after all, Sukkot the Aved is for the Yumbas Ha'elam. Who are American? This Tosfos agrees has to be as the mouthpiece, so to speak, for the Shechina. That the Lemakom Shani Ohev Sham Raglaim Alechototi Imata Tavo El Beiti Ani Avo Beitecha Imata Lo Tavo El Beiti Ani Lo Avo Beitecha Shinamar Bechol Makom Asher Asker Hashmi Avo Yelecha Verachticha Afura Agugol Atachat Shetzaf Al Pnei Amai Amar La Al Deatach Tatfoch Umetifech Itufun Amru Yochan Ragloi Dabarin Hashinan Arevim Be Liatar de mitbayt aman movilinyate. Hanu tartik ushoy da vikayme kamei shlomot, alichora v'achia, b'nei shisha, sofrim nishlomavi. Yumachat chazi ala malach amavis da vikoatsiv. Amalei amaya tzivat. Amalei de kobo, b'nei hanu tartik ushoy di atvi ocha. Immediately masrinu le seirim, shabirin ala mechuzin aluz. Kimotu ala mechuzin aluz shchivu. Lomokr chazi ala malach amavis da vikobodach. Arnold, what are you so happy about? Arnold, bata debo minata tamanchiratino. Miat protak shlomo vamar. Rabnui de barinish. Inuna raven bay lay atardemi deboi. Taman movim inyate. Tanyam roll of a rushim mangam leo. Kishaya samer simchat beta shayla. I an hotel shmona avocotchalur. Vizorek a chat, hotel a chat, leino god zebizo. וכשהוא משתקה ונועד שני גודליו בארץ, ושוכב ונושק את הרצפה, וזוקף, ואין כל בירה יכולה לעשות כן, וזוהי קידה. לוי אך וקידה קמי לרבי, ואיתו, והגור מלא, ואמר רבי אלעזר ליהלום, היתיח אדם דבורם כלפי מעלה, שהיה רב גודל יתיח דבורם כלפי מעלה, ואיתו, ומונו לוי, והגור מלא. לוי אך ומתאה קמי לרבי בתמני סכיני, Shmuel kamesh for Malka betmanya mozgi chamra. Abaya kamed rabba betmanya bay. Amla barbo bay. Tanya am Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanani kishenu smechim simchat beta shreva. Lora inu shena beinenu. My father's atzal would never go to watch the dancing at a chasana. Because of this. That only chasidim achim aisi. He felt when people aren't roy do it, it's most. When they, you know. So fine if they want to be mesamech chasam lekal, but he doesn't have to watch.
So,
I don't know. I mean, that's what he felt usually. I can't say, but I know there was always, he always stays.
He danced, and then.
Yeah, of course, dance. Yes, I'm saying the show that they put on. They like the show. Ketzat shari shayna tamish hashacha misham letfila misham lekarbon musaf misham letfila samusafim misham lebeis hamedrash misham lachila vishtia misham letfila samincha misham letamish haben arba'im. מכאן ואילך בשמחת בית השואבה. הנה, ואומר רבי יוחנן שבוע שלא ישן שלושה ימים מלכינותו, וישן לאלתר. לא הכי כלומר, לא טעמנו טעם שינה, תאבי מנעמנו מהקף ידי הדדי. 15 מעלות, אמר לי רב חיסאו, מן רבון הדביק ומסדר הגדת הקמא. שמיע לך אני 15 מעלות כנגד מי אומר דוד. אמר לי, אוקיי, אמר רבי יוחנן, בשעה שקרא דוד שתיקוף אותו, אמר בואי למשתפה עלמה. אמר דוד 15 מעלות והורידן. You have to come back to say, my Lord? Come back to say, your daughter, by the way. Oh, all about that crown. How can you eat, my? Because she got out of it, she didn't. And cover to my brother, Mr. Palma. And my David, me, and the other, he saw the bit of Shema Chaspa, and the Shadia, but to him, Umana, look at the common like meeting. And my David called the other, the member of any Oima, Yechanek, we grow now. Nasach, it's over, cover from the Atzmo. ומה לעשות שלום בין איש לסתום לתורה, שמי שנכתב לקדושים אחרי על המים, לעשות שלום לכל עולם כולו, על אחת כמה וכמה, אומר לי, שורי, כל תושם אחס, ושאלה לתאום, נוכיס תום השיט צרף וגרמידי, כי חזיר נוכיס טובה, אומר, אוי, כמה נמיד לצווי נרטבה אומר, אומר, 15 מעלות, ויאסקי 15 אלפי גרמידי, והוא כבי באלפי גרמידי, אומר, הוא לשמה מן הסום חדיאר האלפי גרמידי, Ivo, Kazin and the Karino Purta Rafkemaya, Om Bishar, that water is coming from some of the Prat. Omduko Anim Bishar El Yonchi Oreda, Amduala Maalaha Asirit, by Rabirmia. The Maala Asirit meaning the Nachit Hamisha, the Koya Asara, or Maala Asirit, the Nachit Asra, the Koya Hamisha. Take. Ton Rabbanami Mash, Mashemor Flame Kedma. Any Odea Shachoreyem, like Hashem. אלא מה תלמוד לומר אחוריהם עליך לשם? מלמד שהיו פורעים עצמם ומטריזים כלפי מטה. Actually, some of the acronyms speak, why would the Gemara want to say such ugly things? They say to be matzdik the din of the Hurman. Why would the Gemara say such a filthy thing? Such a chilul Hashem that people should act this way in the Beis HaMikdash? We have to know every dirty element of it.
We have to
note
this
from
the same things.
Ono lekola kainenu eni v'amr abizir konayim shma shma kilo amr meidi. Elachi amr ema mishtachavim kedma. Whereas ono lekola mishtachavim. And not only that, enenu lekola miyachal lod. En pogatim yesim yechat kiyot v'migdash v'emotsif in anu ba'im b'shmona. Becho yom ayusham etzrim yechat kiyot v'migdash shalosh p'tichas shalim. Teisha. Lutomish shacham. תשע לתום של בין המים, ובסוף אני מוסיף עוד תשע, ובשבת אני מוסיף את שש. שלוש להבדיל את עם ממלאכה, שלוש להבדיל בין קודש לחול. ערב שבת שתוך החג היו שם 48. שלוש לפתיח השערים, שלוש השער העליון, שלוש השער התחתון. שלוש למילוי המים, שלוש אגב מזבח. תשע לתום של שחר, תשע תמיד של בין הבאים, תשע למוספים, שלוש להפתיר אותם מן המלוכה, שלוש להפתיר מקרש לכל. מעשיס את הלוק רבי יהודה, תתן רבי יהודה אומר, הפוחת לא יפחות משבע, והמוסיף לא יוסיף על 16, ומה יפקה מפקה? רבי יהודה says divide by 3, because תקיעה, תשוע תקיעה is all one thing, רבון הצער ותקיעה לכו תשוע לכו, מה יתן רבי יהודה? Because on one end it says תקעתם תשועה, the other end it says תשועה יתקעו, הקיצה תקיעה, תשועה, and tkiya is all one thing, Rabbonah. That just comes to Tamil Chitala Fanavalach Reudiata. Rabbonah Maita Mayo, the Tiba Akila, Takahal, Titkao, Velotario. Visak, Baita Tkiya, true is all one thing. What? The Torah is telling you, Palga Mitzvahvid, Palga Loavid. Says Rabbi Yudah, it's not the mitzvah, I mean, that's Simona Beyoma Udiata. Rabbonah, that's all very nice. I mean, it may be a Simona, but the Torah says that this becomes not the mitzvah of how to do it. Kamano Zodem, Rifkanaim bin Tkiya, true of Velokalum. I should hope so. Pshita. No, such a person. Mother Tema Filigra Bonner of Rabbi Yochanan. Yoma Shama Tesha Tkiyash Betesha Shows Beyom Yotza. Kamash Malan, Beimah Tinami, and Kain Mai Velo Klum.